Well, good morning, Barbados. Welcome to Getting Down to Brass Tacks for Tuesday, August 7th. I'm Sanka Price, your moderator for today's program, and finishes today at 1 p.m. Dennis Johnson is our producer and technical operator. You can participate by calling us at 434-1790, or you can send in your text via WhatsApp at 266-4862. Before we open the phone lines, I'd like to congratulate all those who participated in this year's Cropover Festival, which concluded yesterday. And this is either as artists or as patrons. It was, as far as I'm concerned, a major success because we had great music, we had lovely costumes, we had a great time, and more than anything else, it was safe. On the safety note, I have someone here special who will just have a quick word, but just let me say special congratulations to the specific winners. We had, of course, Little Rick, who really cleaned up. He has some beautiful music this year. And when you think that a man was basically competing against himself most of the time, it tells you how good a year he had. Little Rick, congratulations. Then, of course, we must congratulate Mr. Blood, who won for the first time the Pick of the Crop Finals. He has been doing some great work over the years. He's a guy I really, really admire. I remember him from the days of Sport Billy, with a little flat top. So I remember him very, very well. And congratulations to him. Of course, we had in terms of the festival winner, the designer, Kevin Small. Kevin is a young man with a lot of talent, and I expect that he will continue to do very, very well. And congratulations to him. Congratulations to the old stager, Gwyneth Squires. And Betty West was absolutely wonderful yesterday, I must admit. I enjoyed watching Betty's band yesterday, and she thoroughly deserved winning this large band. So congratulations to everyone. In terms of the safety, I want to have a special word from the police and the security services because they did a very good job. And we just have here with us Inspector Rodney Innes. He's the Public Relations Officer of the Royal Barbados Police Force. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Sanka. Good morning, Barbados.
And you can tell us how safe this was. I mean, we had, as far as I know, a pretty much event-free crop over.
Very much so. Very much so, Sanka. Let me start by saying a big thank you, kudos to the general public. Like you said previously, the artists, the vendors, the revelers, the spectators, all the DJs, obviously the members of the Barbados Defense Force who work hand in hand with the Royal Barbados Police Force, and the private security personnel. Let me compliment the behavior. Excellent support and excellent behavior for the whole crop over season. I am proud to report we had no major incidents at all for the entirety of crop over 2018. Yesterday, Kadument Day, we had one or two skirmishes, very small, nothing much to mention. You would expect that we have thousands of persons and alcohol and whatnot, but no national big major incidents occurred, and we are extremely proud of the behavior of our general public and of our staff. And I couldn't call. I had to come in person and thank the public of Barbados, locals and visitors alike.
Just how many people, how many security officers you had on duty? I mean, police combined, police as well as the defense force.
Well, it varies on the ground operationally, especially for Kadument Day. We had close to 1,000 combined. Wow. We had well over 500 police officers and 400 plus defense force personnel. And the private security personnel as well. Mm-hmm. I think the public needs to understand what it takes to actually police these events. Mm-hmm. And even then, we have God's blessings in terms of policing, because with about 20,000 persons on the road, and we have about 1,000 security personnel working, we still need to have that measure of control. And we are quite glad that the public on this occasion, and on most occasions, they often assist. In the previous year, we had one or two skirmishes or one or two incidents that the journalists and other persons focus a lot on. But this is the normal behavior of our Barbadian public. We normally have a very good crop over season, and that is something we have to sell to our visitors and is our tourism product, as we mentioned before.
Mm-hmm. Somebody here is reminding me that I didn't say congratulations to Mikey. No, I cannot forget Mikey. After all, he's the people's monarch. That is the VOB people's monarch. Okay? And I will never forget Mikey. His song, Fettin' Family, I think is one of those songs that we're going to hear 20 years from now and it's still going to sound sweet. So to all who were involved with Crop Over, I say, let's make next year even better. We have to look. I read this morning that the Prime Minister is suggesting that the cohobbler pot should be returned in some form or fashion. And maybe we will be looking at that too. So that's something else to really look forward to. Mm-hmm. Of course, the big talking point is the situation with former Minister of Industry and Commerce, Mr. Donville Innes, who was charged for money laundering charges in the United States. And I have to remind you today that these are allegations. And when you call, you have to remember that he is innocent until proven guilty. And these are simply allegations. So we'll take a commercial break. And we'll be right back. Welcome back to Brass Tacks. I'm still here with Inspector Innes, and we were still discussing Crop Over. So before we get to anything else and we go to the phone lines, we'll just deal this here with Crop Over. Inspector, we were looking at a number of issues just now. Would you like to just elaborate and share some ideas with the public?
Well, I pretty much dealt with Crop Over, apart from thanking the public. I just want to say that officially we haven't done our wash-up, our postmortems as yet. Yeah. That needs to be done, and we intend to improve on the areas we did well with, and those we did not so well, we obviously going to analyze and come better next mm-hmm. year. And we want to involve the public in that too. We're open to scrutiny. We welcome the comments and the criticism of the public, and we'll work on that. And
so, how does the public get a chance to contact the police? Is the police going to give us a monkey survey? I'm being cheeky here, mm-hmm. but how can the public contact the Royal Barbados Police Force to give their ideas? Is there an email that they
can
write?
I can. We have an email address, rbpf.pro.ag@gmail.com. That's rbpf.pro.ag@gmail.com. Landline number, you can call 427-3885, or the mobile for the public relations officer, yours truly, 836-0976. We want to hear from you. We want to hear constructive criticism, and we want to make our festival and our policing strategies better. So areas where you think we can improve upon, or where you thought we fell down, we are open-minded in that regard.
Okay, great. That's great.
But one thing before I go, thanks, mm-hmm. Anka. One thing before I go, I had the opportunity. I'm a Calypso fan. And I had the opportunity to see the Picketty Crop Finals this year. One query that I have personally, this is from a personal point of view, having paid to see the whole show where 10 persons competed, I was wondering how come that I only get the results for 5 of the participants? Why is it as a paying patron where I'm going in to see a competition with 10 contestants or 10 competitors, at the end of the night, I only know the results of 5. And it would be interesting to hear the comments of the public. We discussed that at Kensington. A number of persons were discussing it. We know over the years it used to happen before, and it hasn't happened recently. Mm-hmm. And I was just wondering as to why.
We got to find that out from the NCF so we can get the full score, because certainly all the results for the Kilis Kadumant and the Grand Kadumant, the festival designers and the different sections that they would have won, that was released within hours. So it would be good to have the final points tally of everything. So who knows? We may get it all this afternoon in our ongoing program that deals with Calypso. Mm-hmm. So just after the brass tacks. It starts at 2:00. Anyhow, we've got a whole bunch of calls, so we go directly to our phone lines. Good morning. You are on the air. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
How are you today, sir?
I'm good. And you?
I am well.
The inspector is still there?
He's still here, yes, he is.
I have this is a P. I can tell anybody that Rodney is a genuine person. Very much so, and that is not. That's what I have observed. As far as yesterday was concerned, there's one thing that I saw that should not have happened: using horses on the road. And my reason for that: a horse is easily spooked. You got a lot of crowd noise and music blurring. And that was my concern about the horses being spooked and probably running into the crowd. The next thing is the PSVs. I find there's a lot of nonsense going on after the spring grounding thing. Somehow saw that a lot of the guys don't work after a certain time because from past experiences, people get on board the vans and when the guy goes to collect the money, they just run away. So I was wondering if it's possible they can have a greater police presence in the river bus terminal at the climax or thereabout, and the guys can collect the money while the vehicle is still in the stand. The police, I don't think that would be passengers to try anything. But when no police is there, well, anything happened. And like yesterday, what I had to do to get to Burnsville, I had to catch a space storm bus on the bank hall, go to space storm, come back up the road, and then walk up Jackie. So the reason for me going to space storm, on the way back up, there would have been a massive crowd catching the bypass. So make sure that I never had to deal with them. I went, no, I come back up. And because I had a lot of guys that went for a while and that worked. And to be truthful, you couldn't blame them. This is something that happens every year where people, and it happens on almost all the roads. So it's just something that I would like you to look into. It rests up to you.
All right, sir. Thank you very much for your contribution. We take another call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Sanka. How are you?
I'm well. And you?
I am fine. How was your crop over?
Oh, fantastic. Great music. Great music. I had a good time. And my band did well, too.
I thought it was excellent this year.
Yes.
And will be better again next year.
Yes.
I have two concerns. One is the same concern that the inspector had about the Picotte crop finals. I thought that we needed to have, it's fair to the audience, to have the complete results of the 10 people who are competing. So I do hope at least by tomorrow we will have that. I think, because in years gone by, I have been going to finals since it started. They used to do that. They used to give the results down to the number 10. Mm-hmm. So I think it's fair that they do that. That's one. Two, my parents live in Brighton by the Malibu area. And yesterday, a lot of the trucks from various bands, they obviously culminate and finish down there. I mean, things like 8 and 10 trucks. I mean, that's fine. Over the years, what happened, the trucks would come and park, you know, neatly, so that residents, if they have a reason to come out, can get out. But that was not the case yesterday. The trucks had all the residents' gates blocked. So if you had an emergency, you could not get out. Thirdly, area where...
And Sandy, let me interrupt you there. So there is no police presence down there to tell them how to park?
No, there's no police presence.
And no other security presence?
No. All we get, if people in the area, residents, are given, which is, I think is a great idea, resident passes to go in and out of Brighton onto the Spring Garden. These passes are given like 2 weeks ago. So, for instance, if you want to come at my home, I have to give you a resident pass to be able to get into Brighton. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm with
you. Right. That's fine. I'm speaking about the residents, like where my parents live, the houses or the entrances were blocked with these long trailer trucks for, I mean, hours on end. I mean, eventually they moved, but I'm talking about if there was an emergency before that, you could not get out because you know what a trailer truck looks like.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Correct. And these are not just one, it's one, two, three, four, as much as five, six, seven trucks lining the street of Brighton. And I really do think that the NCF needs to look at that. In other words, if they come down, there's no vexation for them coming. Go and park maybe at the Texaco, which is Rubis now, their pasture.
Yeah.
So that the road is free.
True.
Okay? Secondly, the other point is that where these people culminate to eat their, have their food, they leave the area, which is in front, again, the residence places, and all the pasture where they culminate with, I mean, loads of litter, Sanka. Bottles, cups, plates, you name it, costumes, etc., etc. Now, remember, because I know about down there, the sanitation does not come down there to clean because it's not on the public highway. The people who culminate there, I'm suggesting that it would be great if the people who sponsor the bands or who own the bands ensure that their revelers clean it up or they clean it up. Because what has to happen today are the residents who live there, we have to go and clean it. And I don't think that that's fair. Because I have asked the sanitation this last year, and they said they're not responsible for cleaning in front of the residence area. Are you getting my picture?
Yeah. That's not good at all. The inspector is here writing, and I'm sure he's going to look up a number of these things, and I'm sure that we'll be able to contact the NCF and ask them about these things.
We were there looking on at the same revelers when they come down, because they finished there to have their food, their lunch.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a problem. But then, remember, they have to leave, like, by 6 o'clock, all the trucks are gone, but they leave all the litter, I mean more so litter, in front of where people live, and I mean the people in Brighton, their premises and residences are spotless. So when, obviously, like last night and this morning, you are awakened to a lot of litter. And if you don't clean it, well, you have to pay somebody privately to do it. So because sanitation is only coming to empty garbage, they're not coming to pick up the litter. So they're all there by Malibu, and where my parents' home is, and all the other residents, has a lot of litter all there on the grass and the road and all that. Mm-hmm. And I really would not like to see that continue. I mean, we are saying that we are going to carry the Crop Over Festival to a higher level. We need to get to the next level, but we have to consider litter. And litter is a concern in Barbados. Sure, Sanka, that there are other areas in Barbados where people would have gone to finish their reveling, to have their lunch, and would have done the same thing.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Sandy. Thank you very, very much. We take another call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yeah, good morning to you, the inspector. A couple of things there, Mr. Price. I may not agree with you. We talk about the music sounding great. I tell this thing, this finals this year was not even as good as one last year because one last year was very competitive. This was, to me, I didn't go or come. The thing about it that surprised me that you could have a man in reserve, a duty father, Smokey Bird, Turkey Sick. You see, a man that had to reserve that, the other people would have gotten more points than me, that any defenders could come down and get in the first fight. I have told the NCF on more than one occasion, I agree with Inspector, the acting inspector on this, you have to look at new methods and new ways of judging using your computer program, use a computer program, design the software system, which you have, all the judges will have their computers. And when the first performer is finished, the scores, all the individual scores, for the, and you see the name of the judges come up on this big screen, which the patients can see. Well, John Brown, his performance, and he tally in the first, his first song, his total tally was about 60 points. So that when you, they're at the oval, you got an idea of where these judges and what they're doing. Because you can find in the system that we have, you might have a rendition, you have seven judges, and six of them give the fellow 6.5. That high smarts you got, and one person give him 9. Now then, I could question why he give that person 9 points, and the other people give him the highest he has to get with 6.5. The first way to do is to have create a system that the people could see the points when the first performer is finished, and then you go through it. It will not take as long as having the judges to go to take a whole evening then to bring back the results. Like Mr. Innes said one time, it used to be from you start from 10 and count right up, so that when you get number 3, you have got an idea who the winner was at your time. But now, I noticed for the last 5 or 6 years, there was drop out 5. And we've spoken to the NCF on that on more than one occasion, and they never come up with the proper thing to tell the people why they did it.
Mm-hmm.
My last thing is that this crop over, I have been hearing for years now, I hear a lot of people say it generates $100 million. It's a $100 million industry. I would like you to, $100 million US, I would like you to break down that to me, though.
I can't break it down. I saw the figure. I've been seeing the figure for the last few years, but a number of figures over the last few years, but I have never really seen a breakdown as such. But that is something that we can work on, because I think what you're suggesting is good. People should be able to see that level of breakdown to know what sort of revenue is being earned in terms of accommodation, in terms of and every other transportation and every other aspect. So it's something that we can certainly look at. Anyhow, sir, thank you very much for your call and have a great day. We'll take another call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, Mr. Price.
How are you today, sir?
I'm remarkable. And you?
I'm well. Outside, it's beautiful today.
I would imagine I heard you. You heard your crop over. You enjoyed it immensely, it sounds like.
You know, crop over is really... It's six weeks of intense fun. Some people would say a lot of noise, but I really enjoy it. I really love crop over.
I can hear it in your voice.
Yes, I really do.
The inspector still here?
He's still here.
Yeah. Good morning, Inspector.
Good morning, caller.
Right. I'm hearing feedback, and persons are commending you all highly, as always, for the good, excellent work you all would have provided, and congratulations one more time.
Thank you.
And they highlighted things like on the truck. There was the two-level truck and had officers on the top of the truck and on the second lift light.
Mm-hmm.
There were officers deployed between bands, etc. It was well manned.
Mm-hmm.
They really went all out, and that person commended it to me. And they were really full of praise for how things went. And I'm particularly glad that they just lived up to the expectations.
Yes.
And then they would have delivered properly.
Mm-hmm.
But caller, just let me interrupt you here.
Yes, certainly.
So lived up to the expectations were your words, but you know, generally speaking, crop over is incident free. Generally speaking, if you think about it,
right.
You know, what happened last year was an aberration, really. Yeah, you know, and what we had this year was what we accustomed having.
That's right.
And this is what we need to be portraying to the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One of the things that I would complain about is that because I got a number of calls from people who wanted to see a live feed. I said, but the only way you can get a live feed is if you go on VOB and you hear it, because there was no visual feed. There were people who were doing their own thing on Instagram and as well as on Facebook, their own personal thing. But, you know, and this is where I would have thought that the institute, the national broadcasting people, would have been doing this. But then again, hold on for VOB next year.
There
are improvements in the technology all the time, and and there'll be good things coming in store. I'm sure that's being planned by Starcom Network and The Nation, I'm sure.
Right, it's always good to be progressive and move forward. But I wanted to make a second point by one Rob.
Go right ahead, man. Go right ahead.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
You listened to the story that emanated after I made my call last week, which you agreed with me in respect to the demise of the Democratic Labor Party. But the reasonableness should be applied. When I said in my preface to you that I back then said I didn't want the demise of the Barbados Labor Party either. So it struck balance when I said that. So I don't understand why after I would have made such a clear, definitive, that somebody would want to come down and think that I am some what? You heard it, and you were the moderator, and you know how it went down. But, I mean, why they couldn't understand that I was across the board with the governance and having good, solid government and then equal opposition, et cetera. What about that they couldn't understand? It lost me. I don't know. What is your take on it?
My friend in politics, people say some strange things. I'll put it that way. We've got to take a commercial break. Thank you for calling, and have yourself a beautiful day.